Yeah, don't it sound so epic? Horns are screaming, I ain't the one you wanna mess with. Use a joke, I ain't the one you wanna jest with. The battle's coming, you only got a few seconds to run.
Hello, everybody. I am Matt Minnick, and this is Coach Speak. Well, that was a statement right there, wasn't it? Huge win for the Bengals this weekend. And really, just overall, the way that they played, just, like, it made you believe. You know, even, like, there were moments when it was in doubt, which we'll talk about in a minute. There were mistakes that were made. But there was just a feeling in that game. You know, it was like, hey, the Bengals aren't the underdog. They're not the team that's like desperate to try and make their mark by beating the Chiefs, which they shouldn't be because they already beat them twice this year. But they were the team, you know, they're the big brother, you know, and you could tell, and that was the way the Chiefs were playing it too, was that they were the team that was trying to knock off a real competitive Super Bowl competitive team in their own house. And you know, that's exactly what it was. And like that's when she really get you excited. I honestly remember thinking, like, even in, when the game was on the line, I was like, man, even if they lose this game, I don't know how you watch this game and don't think this is a really good football team that's gonna have a really good shot. So I mean, that was exciting. Now, let's get into that other stuff, though, right? So there were some miscues, right? There were some penalties that put them behind. Most notably, there was the Boyd drop, beautifully designed pick play in the red zone. Easy walk-in touchdown for Boyd, wide open, hits him in the face. Not something you expect out of Tyler Boyd, you know what I mean? And fluke thing to happen. You know, people were saying drop picks. I think that's a little... Picks are really hard, right? So I think it's a little overblown. Like that Cam Taylor Britt play would have been an amazing play, for example. But I don't really see it that way. But you know, there were some opportunities there, and they didn't quite come down with those plays. Obviously, there was the fourth and goal jet sweep to Taylor that Carlos Dunlap made short work of. I'm sure he felt really good about himself after that play. There were some points on the board. You know, right? There were some opportunities that were left unmarked. And, you know, hey, I'm not calling anybody out. I love y'all, all right? But there were some people losing their minds on Twitter, right? Like, oh, no, you can't do this to beat the Chiefs. Well, look, again, they're the big brother, right? Stop thinking that this is a team that's trying to knock off a team as an underdog. They're not underdogs anymore, all right? So you can make some mistakes and you can still overcome that stuff. I thought it was a well-called game from Taylor. That he did a great job with it. They did a good job of overcoming some of those things for the most part. You know, there was one, I think it was a hold on Jonah that, you know, that squashed the drive for him. You know, but then they had a penalty at the end, right? On Karras, right? They had a penalty on Karras. That put them behind. And they did a real good job. They just, you know, I believe it is a Hank Stram term, actually. And ironically, but they matriculated the ball, right? They didn't try and take that, you know, first and extra long and get all those yards back, right? They just moved it a little bit at a time. You know, they tried to pass on first down. Burrow ended up scrambling and picking up a few yards. You know, taking the sack there would have been terrible. They picked up a few yards. They, you know, chipping away. I forget what they did at second down, but they picked up some yards. I want to say it was a chase, maybe a slant to Chase, right? Got him into like a third and fourth situation, and that's a fourth down they can pick up. You know, excuse me, that's a third down they can pick up, third and four, and they did. You know, they made some of those key plays. We saw great second ever plays from Chase on the sideline to get that first down. We saw P. Ryan diving forward to pick up the first down at the end of the game there. Like, they did some awesome things in this game. And look, if you don't know anything about the NFL, like, if you didn't really follow the NFL and, you know, but you were just watching that game, like, you'd think, I mean, you would correctly think, oh, yeah, the team in orange and black, that was the team that was in the Super Bowl last year, right? This team is nobody's underdog. Not anymore. That's not who they are. That's not how they're playing. I mean, you get that feeling from the Chiefs right away, too, when they were going for it in fourth down and going for things. Like, they knew they had to go for it to have a shot in this thing as well. So, great job. And look, you know, we can talk about turnovers. And I love to talk about turnovers, and I've done it quite a bit. Even when the defense is pitching shots, I'm like, where are the turnovers? Look, what did Pratt do? Man, Pratt went out there, and you could tell on that play, Pratt had no intention of tackling Travis Kelce. Pratt was going for that damn ball. He's like, I'm going for this, the ball. Next person then can worry about getting this guy down. I am going for the ball. And that was a fantastic play by him. Like, I understand the situation. They really need that to flip that, to be able to get that go-ahead score there. Fantastic drive. Fantastic job by then. You know, and then the defense comes out again. You know, you worry that about time at that point. You know, are the Chiefs going to work down? Are you even going to get another shot at it? Held them to the field goal. Long field goal, thanks in part to Joseph Asai, and they missed it. So huge, huge play there, huge stop there. Obviously, they had to pick up a couple first downs to finish that thing out. But I mean, that was just a fantastic sequence that ended that game. And look, yeah, people were talking about the time and everything too. I think if the Chiefs were really starting to move the ball, I think we would have gone back to the pressure package. I think we would have seen some zero blitz. And that's, you know, it's feast or famine. So I think they would have done that in order to say, all right, well, if you're going to score, you're going to score right now. All right. But, you know, that's part of it. You know, you send a blitz, you send a pressure, you take some risk. And, you know, you do save some time if they score. But the point of doing that, the reason you do that is so hopefully, you know, you force another turnover, you force another bad play, you get a negative play on them, you get a sack, something like that, to put them behind the eight ball. I think we would have seen something going on like that. I think that's how that kind of game management works in. And I think Zach Taylor does a great job, you know, working with Lou, as well as the offensive guys, and understanding those situations. Really, the overall team game plan, I think they do a fantastic job of that, of understanding complementary football and how that works, where I think a lot of teams like coaches struggle with that. So, fantastic job with that. Now, heading to the Browns. And yeah, this is insane, right? Zach Taylor has never lost to Andy Reid. And, you know, three times in the last 338 days, something like that. They've played each other, 37. They've played each other, and Zach Taylor has come out victorious every time. Joe Burrow has come out victorious every time. Man, Joe Burrow and company can't beat those Browns, though. Like, for whatever reason, the Browns have just given them trouble. So now they've got Watson back. As expected, Watson had some rust. You would think he's going to get a little bit better going into week two. Concerns with that would be, I mean, number one, you look at Russell Wilson and, like, hey, Russell Wilson's a really good quarterback. It just ain't working for him right now in Denver. And that's a potential. That's something that could definitely happen with Watson. And, you know, Wilson played football a lot more recently than Watson. Doesn't have, he's a little bit more focused on football. We'll put it that way. It's a nice way of putting it. So, and that's going on with Wilson. So Watson might struggle, might continue to struggle. However, we have seen an issue that Lou and Arumo's defenses have with backup quarterbacks. And I think he's probably just a really, really good game planner, and they're probably really, really good at watching film as a secondary as well, all right, and breaking down tendencies and seeing little things that the guys do that are tells. Because we have seen this, that the backup quarterback gives him problems. You know, this year you saw, like, Bridgewater moved the ball pretty well against them. Tua was not playing well. Tua was playing very poorly in that game. I think, you know, Tua's a better quarterback, but Bridgewater came in. Bridgewater was doing some things on that Thursday night game. So you've got to consider that as well. That is a little bit scary. But, you know, Watson didn't really give you much to be afraid of in that first week. We just know, obviously, that the talent is there. And we know that it's a tough matchup in the, with the run game. They'll definitely try and do those things right away, all right, use their run game. The Bengals have got to play their game. They've got to get ahead. They got to play that Titans game. You know, they've got to they need to get ahead. They need to take away the run, all right, and take it away with the situation more than just with the defense. Again, we're talking about complementary football here. Everything works together. They've got to do that. You can't let them play their type of game, because that's where you're going to get into a situation. And really, look, I'm sure they're tired of hearing about this stuff. They hear it. I mean, it's Ohio. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like they have a, like, it would be bad, you know, if you just couldn't beat the Steelers. Obviously, we'd all hate that. It would be bad if you really were struggling against the Ravens. I mean, even worse right now, since that's the you know, main competitor in the division. I don't want to say team to beat, because the Bengals are the damn team to beat. But those things aren't good, but obviously it's a little bit more painful when it's the Browns, right? Because you're like, man, that's the other flipping team in this state, you know, and there's a natural rivalry there. So I'm looking for a reckoning, right? I want to see Joe Burrow, Zach Taylor blow the doors off this thing. And I want to see some Brandon Allen in this game. That's what I want to see. They need to make a statement about, like, all right, some things have happened in the past, but we're done with that. We're moving forward. And this is not going to be a thing for us anymore, right? Zach Taylor and company, they were really good last year at checking off boxes, right? Hey, this is something we're not supposed to be good at. This is, oh, we can't beat the Browns. Oh, we can't beat winning in primetime. All these things, right? Check that box. Did that. All right, the Browns need to be, check it off in Sharpie, circle real big, break out your highlighters, right? And then maybe one of those little sticky things, like you ever like get something from a lawyer and then they put a little sticky arrow thing on it, like so you know where to sign. Yeah, put some of those around, like really draw attention to it, that ain't gonna happen anymore. So that's what I wanna see. I wanna see a flippin' statement in this game, blowing the doors off of the Cleveland Browns. And you know, really drawing attention and putting a very fine point on it, that is the way we're playing in here anymore. All right, got to stutter on that. Oh well, whatever. So that's where we're at. Hey, look, Lamar Jackson banged up. Don't know if he's gonna play this week. I flippin' told y'all, don't worry about the schedule. They're already tied. They have an opportunity. They could have an opportunity to pull ahead. You know. The Ravens aren't playing that well, particularly well, but without Lamar Jackson under center, like, tremendous opportunity. You got to keep winning. You got to at least stay even with them. You control what you can control. That means winning every game on your part. All right, but hey, let's see if they can move ahead even better. And then, you know, they move ahead and go into that game. You know, maybe you're able to take that last week off. Maybe not. You got to move pretty good in the head. You can move up a couple games. But it's definitely going to help you out. So let's go win some games, all right? And let's beat that Cleveland Browns team this week. So that was definitely a lot of fun. On Sunday, huge win for the Bengals, but, you know, definitely, like, hey, every game is a playoff game right now, right? But this is what we talked about in September, where they dropped those two games. Like I said, it sucked, but I also said September, right? And that's, you know, why they're in a little bit of a difficult spot right now. But it's all about playing your best football in December, right? And that's being where you need to be as a team. We look at how, especially the offensive line has developed over the last several weeks. You know, that's part of it. And it's being healthy. I mean, knock on wood. But Look at the overall health of this team compared to some other teams, you know, and you talk about playing guys in training camp and in preseason games, and like, injuries can be fluky, but when your team is chronically infected with injuries, like the Bengals used to be, Marv, anyway, it's you. It's partially on you, right? It's load management. It is your training staff, the treatments that they're getting. It is all those things. So it's no accident that they're in a good position to be competitive in December. That is high level, next level stuff from the head coach that nobody wanted. I am Matt Minnick. Thank you for tuning in to Coach Speak. Peace. Good day.